listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome to the show today. Today I want to talk about stories. Stories, you know, money, impact, growth, all of those things are part of the personal development stuff. And, you know, I have a client that was talking to me, sent me a text yesterday, a voice text, talking about, you know, what happens when we engage in personal development and how unusual it is. You know, when you think about, like, if you look around you and you think of 100 people you know, how many people are actively engaged in personal development? Like, we go to school and we learn whatever the heck we learn now. In my years, a long time ago, it was reading, writing, arithmetic, and, you know, math and social studies and civics and history. And now some of the same things are talked about, but the things are all warped and twisted in different ways, according to whoever's agenda is running the show. And we end up with a story or a framework of what we are worth. And there's an indoctrination about what you should be worth. So we have people, you know, right now you have war. So think of this horrific massacre that just happened in Australia. Now, I don't care what side of anything you're on. That's a monstrosity. It's an evil monstrosity. There's no reason in the universe and nothing you can say to justify that thing. And you have people who believe that have been socialized or taught. In other words, their story is that's okay because this other group here is evil. You have the same thing taking place in Europe. You have stories about who owns what land, and it justifies this madness and brutality that we see. The world has lost its moorings, and it makes it harder and harder to create this ultimate life stuff I keep talking about. What is the ultimate life? I ask that a lot, and I want you to think about it again. I define it a particular way, living in purpose, prosperity, and joy. And, you know, when I started the show today, Sam mentioned that I have this, halo behind my head, and I've got this light coming out. But I like this light, not because it's coming out of my head, because it's not. But it's a marker of hope, a marker of dawn, a marker of growth, a marker of opportunity to change. And you know, the only thing we can change is ourselves. Yes, we can vote and we can lobby and we can try to get things changed, or we can do crazy and resort to negative things, but I'm not even going to talk about that. The most important thing that you or I can do is follow Gandhi's admonition, which is to be the change you wish to see in the world. So if you want more compassion and kindness, be that. Not, yeah, I'm a good person. Yeah, I'm nice to everybody. Bullshit. I mean, in your heart, carry love. Because if you say, yeah, I'm nice to everybody, but I hate those guys and those rotten, then you're lying. So the question is, what kind of change, what kind of story, reprogramming do we need to have, live into, seek, or experience so that we are the most effective and most powerful? Because the most powerful force in the world isn't hate, it isn't guns, it isn't violence, it's love, period. And at the end of the day, that will triumph. And you can say, I'm stupid and Pollyanna, and I'm not. And it's the way it is. And as we live long enough, we'll see it. And if we die too soon, we'll see it later, right? So I want to talk about an offshoot of that, a truth that comes out of that. Because if you or I, if you're listening to this show, then you're interested in the ultimate life. You're interested in how to have a life where you get up every day and you're so excited you can't stand it. People have asked me at least 6 or 8 times today, how are you, Kellen? Because I'm on a call, or I'm going to call with several people or whatever. How you doing? Oh, yeah. And that's a phrase we say. How are you doing? Oh, good. How are you doing? Oh, fine. Doesn't mean anything. I never do that. I never answer the question that way. Someone asks me how I am. I either say one of two things. I say just right, which means just right. Couldn't be any better. Or I say, I'm flipping outrageous. And I do that because that means like, what? Are you outrageous? Crazy? Good. And I always mean good. But I do that because it's a choice. I choose to be just right. I don't care if my back's hurting or if I've got a cough or if I'm ill or if I lost a bunch of money. I don't care. I choose to be just right. And the reason is really simple. It's because from a place of being just right, I can be more creative, take better action, and interact with people and create better relationships and better outcomes than if I'm angry, frustrated, negative, or just ignoring things and pretending them away. None of those are good. So today what I want to talk about is the greatest gift, the greatest power that you and I own to change the world. Because be the change you wish to see in the world is easy to say. You know, it's X number of words, 10 or 12 words. Be the change you wish to see in the world. 10 words. Well, what are the tools you have to do that? What is the actual rubber meets the road process? Well, there are more ways to talk about that than we can do in one episode. But for this episode and the next several, and I'm going to have some guests in between, but the ones that I do solo, we're going to talk about the most effective and powerful tool that you have to lift, bless, make money, make a difference, have an impact, cause societal change and everything else. And you know what it is? It is the story of your becoming. And you're thinking, what the heck are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you, you right this minute have a certain worldview. You've been through difficulties, people close to you dying, injustice, cruelty, maybe betrayal, you know, maybe addiction, maybe serious illness, maybe bankruptcy, maybe all kinds of things that you've been through. We just had this tragedy of some kid in Los Angeles accused of killing his parents in a most brutal and horrifying fashion. And that's the same thing. Whatever you've had in your life, it has done one of two things. It's either ruined you or it has refined you. And sometimes both. Like I had a lot of things happen to me that ruined me at the time, meaning I was angry, I felt helpless, I was raging, whatever. And then with a little time and a little intentional effort, those same things refined me. They made me more patient, more loving, more tolerant, more being willing to allow other people to be as they are and not take it as my responsibility to change them. So here's the thing. When I talk about story, I mean, you know, I write a lot of books, right? And I've got one I just released a month ago called Coaching and the Rise of AI. I have another one that'll be out in January called Masterpiece. And the subtitle of that one's fun. It's Seize the Day, Live Your Purpose, and Change the World. And it's possible to do that. And the most powerful way we can do that is with the story of our becoming. Now, what that means is when you look at the sum total of events that have happened in your life, some you did on purpose, some happened outside of you, you know, it happened to you, right? Or other people did things that affected you. How each of those things shaped you into the person you are now is the story of your becoming. Now, one way to go about life is to just be smashed around by all the events that happen. It's bad weather today. Oh, that wrecked my lunch plans. My friend died. Oh, I'm ruined because that happened to me. It happened to him, actually, but it affected me. Or someone ripped me off of $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. Oh, that jerk, that happened to me. And so we can be, or so-and-so got elected. Oh, no, the world's going to end. You know, all of those kinds of things are outside of us. And we view them, or we can view them, as stuff that happens to us and, oh, it wrecked my day, week, month, year, or life. What we choose, how we choose to grow and learn from each of those experiences, that's the story of our becoming, because all those events shaped you or shaped me into who you are today. On the other hand, maybe you had those very same things happen to you that were tough, difficult, unfair, you know, cruel circumstance or injustice or adversity. And you chose, instead of being angry, you chose to find a gift. You chose to grow on purpose. And you say, how can I grow from a tragedy? I don't know. How can you grow from a tragedy? That's a question only you can answer. I can share with you some things that happened to me. I had a bankruptcy. It taught me a lot about money and about being careful and about decisions and all kinds of things. So I grew from that, even though at the time it was traumatic. Okay? I died in the hospital. I got sick and died and was in a coma for 17 days. One would normally think that was a terrible thing. No, actually, that taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about the meaning of life, why we're here. It taught me a lot about finding a purpose and using that to guide my life and every moment. Okay, I've had some failed relationships. I was married 3 times and failed. That taught me a lot about how to be a mate, how not to. You know, a lot of things that I learned from those things. And you could look at all those things as disasters, terrible things, and or you can look at them as teaching opportunities. I choose that latter. Because looking at them as disasters and being upset about them has never done me any good. It's never helped me be better. It's never made me any money. And it's never made me any happier. So I don't look at anything that way anymore. I don't do frustration. I don't do anger. I just don't do those things because they've never led me to a good place. So let's talk about your story now. Because what I've learned is, if we examine our lives and the big events that shaped us, we get a narrative. And, you know, there's a certain group of people, people that live in hate and are negative and angry. You're probably not listening to this podcast because you're probably not thinking about how do I love and serve and create my ultimate life from a place of love and service. So I'm going to make an assumption here, and that is you're here with me because you are of a mind to love, to serve, to lift, to bless, to do things to add good to the world, and to live in purpose, prosperity, which includes making cash, and joy. And I always include the cash part because so often when, you know, people that do inner work or shadow work or healing or coaching, all that sort of stuff, we talk, some people just dismiss that as, yeah, but how does that help my bank account? How does that help me pay the bills? How does that help me get ahead? And the truth is a lot faster than if you don't worry about it. So here's the thing. You and I, we have a developmental story. And when I say everybody has a story, people misunderstand that. Yeah, that's your story. That's not what I'm talking about. Your own developmental story or mine is the arc of how we became the person that we are today. I had a friend once who was just negative all the time. Every word that came out of her mouth or everyone that I heard was always either complaining or expecting to find the hair in the pasta, you know, expecting something negative. The view of everything was there's got to be something wrong here and I'm going to find it. I remember commenting to someone at the time that I could hardly imagine how it would be to live every day looking for the wart, looking for the thorn, looking for the hair in the food, or whatever, right? And what a sad way to be. Now, the story of that person brought them to that being, that to that kind of energy. I want you to examine your life and see where you are. One of the most joyful things about my development is I've learned now every day to think about, literally on purpose, think about, how am I going to add good to the world? How am I going to add good to this conversation? I was just on a call earlier today with the mastermind group, and I was thinking in that call, how can I add good here? How can I do something valuable that will serve someone? And that's a training that I made myself, I brought myself to do, because that's who I want to be. So when you think about what you and I have to be the change we want to see in the world, to make a real difference, the most important thing you have is the story of your own becoming. Now let's talk about what we mean by story. I don't mean your biography. I don't mean your resume. I don't mean trauma porn, where you just list one trauma after another and oh, poor me. Your story is the accumulated wisdom that you have, or I have, because of our lived experience. Now, sometimes when things happen, we choose to be angry or frustrated, but we can change that in a minute. If we've acted out, we can apologize. We can choose to let these refining things, refiner's fire, purifying fire, we can let them purify us so we are kinder, more powerful. And power isn't, it's not that. Power is rooted in truth. It's rooted in love. It's rooted in kindness. Real, real power. Another piece of the story that you have and I have are the choices you've made, especially after difficult things. They're the failures you've survived. You know, are you frightened of failure? Or do you look at it as a learning opportunity? Fail fast, fail forward is a, you know, a phrase that I've heard before. Why not? Failure is an integral part of growth. You can't grow without falling on your face. Your story is also the meaning that you or I extract from any event. One of my sayings in my PTAC, personal truth document, is I'm open. I expect and I extract growth from each experience. Wow. That means I have chosen to walk through the world as a person who looks for growth in every experience. Isn't that interesting? I didn't used to do that. I found living that way is more fun. So this wisdom that you have, it only exists because of your life, the arc of your life. That's the only reason you have it. If you hadn't had those events happen, however you reacted, you know, you, like I said, you can be devastated and ruined for a minute by an event. And later, a day, week, month, year, decade later, you can say, you know, I'm no longer going to let that past event, however traumatic it was, however unfair it was, whatever, I'm no longer going to let that trash my life today. So we were talking in this mastermind meeting about a father and having a couple of kids, and maybe the father, the first kid, was on a bicycle and got in an accident, a car hit him, and he died. So that father could well have a traumatic reaction when the second kid wants to buy a bike, right? Oh, and be thinking and derailed. The dad could be derailed by the memory of that other one. And all that will do is cause difficulty in the relationship. You'll prevent the kid from learning a really important skill, which is riding a bike, and you're saddling the second kid with one little piece of life that is more difficult than it needs to be. Now, that's not a perfect example, but you can understand what I'm trying to say. If, on the other hand, the dad says, you know what, that happened and it's sad, and I'm sure as heck going to do everything I can to help my second son be safe, learn to ride well, and watch out for this, that, and the other. Depends on what happened with the first kid. But I'm not going to take that experience away. And I'm not going to enjoy any less him learning to ride a bike and all the pleasures that come with that. Okay, so the story is not what happened to you. Okay? It's what you learned becoming who you are. So that's the first piece. The second thing I want to talk about is how come that matters. So now we're really clear about what your story is. Now here's why it matters. someone else is walking right now the road that you walked. Maybe at the point of relationship failure or success, making a financial decision that's a little bit questionable, you know, giving in to a mental illness or depression or some negative thing, or enjoying some success and not knowing how to use it well. So that big success, you know, both of us, you know, and I know people that have had big success, then lost all the money or lost the relationship or trashed it because they didn't know how to live with and use the success effectively. So someone today, this very moment, is walking the road that you walked. Now, there's a poem that I love, and I think a couple of times, maybe far in the past, I've recited it, but I'm going to hear, and that's this. It's called The Bridge Builder, and it goes like this. Alone, an old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream had no fears for him, but he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the closing day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed this chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that was as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him." Now, your story, it can give someone hope, permission, clarity, courage, the knowledge that they're not alone. Okay? Information teaches. Story transforms. Now, you know this already. Movies, we make stories out of people who have had these events in their lives. We make movies out of them. We write books about them because the stories transform. They give us hope. They change what we believe and how we think about things. All of the most powerful truths in our entire human history are communicated through story, those kinds of traditions. So when you think about creating your ultimate life, your story is the central piece of that creation. It honors the journey that you have taken. It honors who you are now. It honors the desire that you and I have to help others and to add good to the world. We're divine beings and we're built to love and serve. And sometimes when we're in the middle of our own difficulty and trauma, we forget that. But when we get safe on the other side, it rises up in us without question. We have a need, a desire, a yearning to serve and bless and lift, like the bridge guy. So story transforms. Remember, people remember stories. They don't remember advice. Teaching that is couched in or communicated through stories is 1,000 times more memorable and more powerful than any other way. So when you think about and we're talking in this whole thing about creating your ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy, your stories, the story of your becoming, creates trust because it's earned, not theoretical. Now, you and I both know we have a BS meter, right? If we're talking to somebody and they're saying something that's a little shady, I'm not even talking about just blatant lies, but it's a little shady, or they're exaggerating, or they're talking about something they haven't lived, we know that instantly. The energy communicates differently than if someone is telling a true story about their own life. You know that. You've experienced it. You see it. So I want to talk about why people don't see their own story. You and I, we live day to day. And when we have difficult things, we still go through those day to day, an hour at a time, a day at a time. So we don't think it's anything special. We don't think the difficulties, the growth, the challenges that we've had and overcome to be successfully standing here and still alive and kicking and still yearning to serve others, we don't think it's any big deal. Yeah, so what? I love helping people write books, you know that. As I do that over and over again, people say, oh, I don't have anything. It's not that big of a deal. Nobody would read my stuff. My life wasn't that interesting. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm just going to say this boldly right here, right now. The thing that you have that will make the most money and the biggest impact in the world and allow you to have the most fun is the story of your becoming. It is 100 times more potent than anything else that you learned how to do in school or as a trade or anything else. Okay, so people, you, me, we think it's ordinary, like, so what? We think it's already been said. We think maybe we need some credentials, right? A degree in this or that to be in a position of teaching or sharing, to be, you know, ooh, I'm not respected. I don't have enough something, right? That's a very common thing. And if you've thought that, welcome to the world. When I first started being a coach or thinking about being a coach, you know why I did that? Because I realized that my own story of coming from the failures that I had and then making a conscious, intentional decision to grow, to learn, to be better, and to heal. And as I began to do that successfully, I started realizing right away, wow, I could build a bridge with this. I can help with this. And that yearning rises up in all of us. And so I knew that that was there. And I also had the thought that, ooh, I don't have a degree in this, that, and the other, or a certification. And so that caused me to hesitate. So I went and got a few certificates, but you know what? Nobody's ever asked me about those. Not a single time. Isn't that interesting? So you can set all that aside. Another thing that happens is people confuse expertise with authority. Your story gives you absolute authority for the principles that you've learned. Another big barrier that I see is people do not slow down enough. This is something I did. Slow down enough to extract the meaning. One of the most joyful parts of my helping people write their stories, write books from their lives, create products and services to offer those people that are walking that same path is the work of helping people mine their stories. You don't know your story matters, not because it doesn't, but because you've never looked at it to see what it meant. You know, you were too close, the forest and the trees kind of thing. And one of the things that's most beautiful is to step back and see what you have learned or what you have become. So let's talk about how to do that. How do you discover the story of your own becoming? Well, the first thing to do is decide that you want to. You know, you can say, well, I'm just how I am. Doesn't matter. I just did stuff and here I am. You're free to do that. And if you do that, you won't be of the greatest service. The greatest service is when we think about what we learned from our life experience and how to do something with it. Now, to help with that, in the book that I have, I have a book about that. It's called The Story Arc, and it looks like this. And in that book, I have a program or a spreadsheet called the Developmental Story Matrix. And it is a process to go through and look at the events of your life to see how they mattered, how they changed you, how they shaped you. Okay, and when you look at difficult things, here's some questions to think about. When something unexpected and hard happened, what did it force you to learn? What did it just require of you that maybe you weren't prepared for, maybe you didn't like, maybe was completely unexpected, or maybe you raged for a minute about how much injustice was there, or unjust it was, or unfair, whatever. All those things are true, and they're ways we can extract value. Another thing to ask yourself is, where in your journey were you broken? Something happened, like I mentioned, bankruptcy or divorce or illness, or in my case, I died. Like, where were you broken and then rebuilt? You didn't stay down. You didn't say, I'm finished, I can't do this. You got up and moved on anyway. Where has that happened to you? Because that's a place to mine for the valuable lessons, okay? Another way to think about this is, like, what do people come to you to ask? What are you sort of well known for? And how did you get that skill? Another thing to think about on purpose is, where in your life did you turn pain into wisdom? Remember, pain can ruin us. We can spend the rest of our lives, and maybe you know someone like that, raging at a person, a situation, a verdict, a decision by a bank, a partner who betrayed you, a spouse who left you. You can spend the rest of your life destroyed by that, or you can choose to turn pain into wisdom. There's a song that I like, very, very touching. It's called Whiskey Lullaby, and the version I like is Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss. And the song is just heartbreaking about one person, you know, a couple, and they each drank themselves to death because they weren't together and because stuff happened. I'm not going to worry about telling the story. But in the end, it makes me sad because each one had the opportunity to repair the story, to shape it, to send it in a different direction. And like many songs that are written sad, you know, it ended up with them both dead and buried beside each other under the willow tree. And it makes a good tearjerker of a song. But how many times in life do we do that, where we allow some baggage to stay wrapped around our necks for days or weeks or months or years or the rest of someone's life? I'm reminded of that scene in the movie Home Alone, which is a Christmas kind of movie, and it's Christmas season now, right? And there was the kid that was home alone. And then there was that neighbor, that old grumpy neighbor. And there was rumors about him being an axe murderer or something. And then the kid ended up talking to him in church. And the old man was talking about an argument that he had with his son. And he hadn't talked, and he hadn't talked to him, and he was sad because of it. And the little kid says, well, why don't you call him? And the old man says, oh, I couldn't do that. What if he won't talk to me? And the little kid's like, yeah, what if he will? So those are the kinds of choices we make with the difficult things of our lives. So examining your life, it's not ego. It's not about saying, oh, look what I overcame, yeah. It's our responsibility to lift and bless with the learnings from our struggles. It really is. We owe it to each other. I owe it to you to share hope, possibility that I absolutely know because of my own journey, my own, you know, events. And you owe it to me to share hope and possibility. One of the things I like most about the podcast that I do and this show is on the show itself, as I interview people, but also behind the scenes, I get to learn the most incredible things. I interviewed a lady the other day, and she grew up in an orphanage, and just thing after thing after thing in her life, and I'm thinking, wow! And today, she's a respected psychologist, and helps people with their lives. Why? She's way better because of all the things that shaped her. All right, So let's talk about what to do with that story. And if you want help, okay, there's a KellenFlukigerMedia.com. This website up here, KellenFlukigerMedia.com. There's a contact form there. Reach out to me and let's talk. One of my absolute specialties I'm best in the world at is helping you identify the important elements of your story and what to do with them. It's one thing just to know them and to name difficult events that have happened in your life, but what to do with them, how to put them together in a powerful way, that's it. So now that you know, you believe, and you understand you have this powerful story, what do? Well, there's lots of opportunities. The ones you do or don't do depend on you. What do you want to do? It doesn't require selling. You don't have to go turn your story and try to sell it as a book or a movie. You don't have to turn it into a coaching program. You don't have to turn it into a product or service. All of those are maybes. You don't have to try to turn it into fame or have people fawning all over. You don't have to turn it into a business. It doesn't require that list of things. You can choose any of them. So here's some things you can do with it. It can become a book. That's one of my favorite things to help people do. And the reason is because a book is the absolute best way to figure out your own journey and to get it clear and powerful. Because writing a book requires that. You have to get it organized, you have to get it clear, and you have to tell it the best you can. Clear and powerful. When you do that, it makes it easier to decide what else you want to do. Right? Often we think in our mind, somebody told me I should write a book, about my life, and I don't know what I'd do with it, blah, blah, blah. It's too soon. You got to figure out what you learned from your story, what the arc of your development meant before you have anything to share anyway, right? So it can become a book. You could decide to create a workshop on one or more of the areas that you have become good at because you overcame some challenges. You could create a workshop or a course, like I said that, and courses are all kinds of stuff. You can put stuff online if you want to. You can teach courses in person. You can create keynote speeches. You can become a speaker. I want you to think about the powerful speakers, Les Brown and Zig Ziglar, who's gone and stuff. Their talks are full, stuffed, packed with personal stories, and that's what makes them get called back again and again and again, because stories are so powerful. Now, you might make the mistake I did, and that was I listened to a fabulous speaker speak for 90 minutes or something, and then it was a killer speech, and then take it all apart about how he did everything, because it was a teaching workshop. And I learned and I listened and I watched and I took notes. And then I got frustrated because I believed in my heart I could do all that, but I don't have a good story. And in retrospect, I look back and I'm laughing at myself, because the truth was I had not paid attention and identified the story that I had. I have a better story. A way better story than the one I heard that I was so riveted by. And I'm not knocking that story. It was powerful and good, and he's been very successful. And now I have too, but I came from a place of I got nothing to sell, to tell, to share, or to show. And that's just not true. You may not have identified that yet, but it's still your most powerful and effective asset. Besides all that, you could create some kind of coaching if you want to, or a mentoring relationship. You could turn it into community service. I got a friend right now that it was just announced. He's a friend of mine, and he's also a big, big, big YouTube audience creator and has done enormous work with some of the biggest names in YouTube. And now he just got an opportunity to serve in his church, serving people, young men, in terms of directing their creativity and everything. And why? Because of the journey of his life. Because of what he's been through, what he's done, what he's learned, and who he has chosen to become. So I can make you a solemn and sacred promise right now. If you're not using the story of your development, the story of your becoming right now, you're leaving money on the table. You're leaving good that you could do in others' lives on the table. You're leaving deep personal fulfillment on the table. We're built to love and serve each other, so I wanted to think about that. Because if you're going around in your mind thinking, I got nothing, you do. You absolutely do. And I want you to, I'm going to give you a couple of invitations here because I want you to think about this. You're leaving money on the table. You're leaving your ability to help and serve, add good to the world, lift and bless others. And you're leaving deep personal fulfillment on the table. Now, if you're satisfied and you're saying, so what, I don't want to do any of that. Okay. But if you do, I want you to do one of two things. KellenFlukigerMedia.com, the contact form, or I'd like you to go to DreamBuildWriteIt. DreamBuildWriteIt. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. There's a sign-up page for a free challenge where I'm going to teach you how to do the things we've talked about today. Because that is the way that you have to make the most impact in the world. And incidentally, you can be well paid. Well paid. I know, I've done it, I've helped lots of others do it. So your story wants to serve. The form is less important. Book, workshop, community service, all kinds of different ways. Your story wants to be of service. That's why we yearn for that. And it's up to us to say yes. So let me tell you a couple of ways that seem pretty natural to me. A book or a course is a real natural form of expression. Okay? Now, book is a special one because it's a monologue, right? And so when we craft a book, when I help you write it, we have to think about how to tell the story, the development in such a way that we don't have to, you know, we're not there to answer questions and so forth. So there's a little work involved in doing it in a way that's compelling, retains really good interest, and conveys the truth and the value that you want to. You're in luck because I've written 22 books and I've gotten really good at it. And good at helping others find their value. So that kind of thing is a natural container, a book or a course. Another thing that helps, that it really helps you do when you write a book is create three or four different keynotes if you like to talk. Because the rigors of doing the developmental story matrix, which is the tool to examine your life in the story arc, that tool will give you an infinite supply of stories, an infinite supply of topics, an infinite supply of ideas that you can write about, teach about, and talk about. And I mean that. I don't care how mundane you think your life has been. It is full to the brim with specialized experience and knowledge that you can share if you want to. Writing also clarifies stuff for the author before it ever reaches the reader. And one of the other beautiful things is examining your life and writing a book or creating a course, it completes the story of your own becoming. I want you to hear that. One of the benefits, the greatest benefits of telling your story is not what it does for others, because it helps you finish who you are becoming. So here's some last thoughts for you. You already have everything you need. You have a unique, wonderful life experience, a unique set of things that you have been through and have done. I challenge you to use it to bless and serve the lives of others. I challenge you to do that. It's one of the best things that you could do. It's a powerful, important thing to bless others' lives. I promise you that. And I invite you to consider that. So here's what you can do. You already have exactly what you need. You may not have done anything with it. That's okay. This is your invitation to do that right here, right now. You know what another good thing is? You don't need anyone's permission. You don't need permission. I'm sorry. You don't need anyone's permission to do anything. All you need to do is get started and decide that you're going to move ahead with this. Another thing is I'm asking you to let me help you because I have one, number one, I have fun. Two, I promise you will. And it is the most powerful process you can imagine because it rewrites your own relationship with your becoming. And it reveals to you the truth of the power that you have. Here's the thing. The question isn't, can you tell your story? What will happen if you never do? Like, you can tell it. You can let me help you. You can write a book or create a course or get a movie made. All of those things are on the table. And what's going to happen if you never do that? If you don't sing the song you came to sing, if you don't express the truth of your life for others to learn from, to enjoy, and in a way that we can help, you can help people who need your help. So here's some invitations. Number one, if you don't know how to find your story or don't know what to do with it, get a hold of me, right? KellenFlukigerMedia.com, the contact form, or go to DreamBuildWriteIt.com. Sign up for the challenge. The 5-day book challenge. It's free, but it'll be priceless for you. It'll teach you. And let's answer the question, what if you never do? You don't want to die with your music inside. Why would you want to do that? So I can promise you, there's no better and faster method to help you get this done. So here's the first invitation. If this is stirring something in you, go to one of those two places, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, contact me, or DreamBuildWriteIt.com. The other thing is, if you have a story and you've already told it, you've already written a book or created a course, or you're busy helping people with your life experience, the things you've learned, and I'd love to talk with you because you're exactly the kind of person that I want to interview here on this show or on my podcast or for other kinds of collaboration because we need more people. We need you to share the story of your becoming. We need you to get involved in changing the world in the way that you can. Here's what I know. Here's what I know from my life. I went from being broken in 10 different ways to making a difference for millions of people, to reaching and encouraging millions of people. And I'm not special. You can do this, but it won't do itself. Your willingness to examine your life, to give in to the yearning to serve, to tell your story and make an impact. And in addition, if you want to, you can create business and get paid and speak and create courses and all kinds of stuff if you want to do that. Millions have done it before, so the path is not a mystery. Your voice is needed badly. There can never be too many things, too many people giving love and encouragement. Just look around the world right now. There can't be too many people giving love, giving encouragement, being patient, sharing the lessons that they've learned from their own struggles in life. I can make you this promise. If you reach out and we have a conversation, you'll never forget that conversation. If you make a choice to share your story and share your impact, you'll never forget how that feels. You'll be glad you did. And if you don't, you'll never know how powerful and important that process is. You have a story. I'm pleading with you to share it. I want you to know that I believe in you. I love you, and I know that your life can be a powerful force to change the world. And in doing that, you'll have purpose, prosperity, and joy, and live your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.